This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement, Pompeo said the commitment, along with Hector, demonstrates U.S. leadership in responding to the outbreak. Earlier, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to who issued an early warning about the outbreak.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with them. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Trump also applauded the Chinese president on Twitter, describing him as strong, sharp, and powerfully focused. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the virus. Reuters' Beth Timmons reports.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Beth Timmons of Reuters. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The decorated military officer who testified in President Trump's impeachment trial, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alex, has been fired. Vindman was escorted out of the White House, where he had worked on the National Security Council. His lawyer, David Pressman, said in a statement the Purple Heart Award winner was fired, quote, for telling the truth, unquote. Asked about Vindman's case at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Defense Department would protect Vindman and others from any retribution.
We protect all of our persons, service members, from retribution or anything like that. So we've already addressed that in policy and other means.
Vindman testified to the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry in November that President Trump had made an improper demand of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a July phone call. His testimony was part of the House effort to charge the president with abuse of power, a charge the Senate acquitted him of this week. Meanwhile, as the Democratic presidential candidates head into a pivotal debate in New Hampshire in just a few hours, President Trump was mocking the party's handling of the Iowa caucuses. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Democrats don't know what the hell they're doing.
At an official event in Charlotte, the president said their botching of the caucus's count is embarrassing, leaving the candidates to fight over who won.
And it turned out to be Pete Buttigieg, whoever the hell that is. Mayor Pete.
Before leaving the White House, the president also hammered congressional Democrats when asked if he could work with them after the impeachment push.
There's a lot of evil on that side. They've gone crazy.
And said they can put a failed impeachment hoax on their resumes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office says scores of civilians are being killed and wounded and hundreds of thousands are being displaced in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says scores of civilians are being killed and wounded and hundreds of thousands are being displaced. In the first 5 days of this month, the agency has verified that at least 49 civilians, including 14 women and 17 children, have been killed. It notes at least 186 civilians were killed last month. Agency spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says it is shocking that civilians continue to bear the brunt of the hostilities. She tells VOA all parties to the conflict are attacking civilians. The UN says airstrikes by Syrian and Russian forces are responsible for most civilian deaths and injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Stocks retreated from record levels on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.94%. The S&P and the NASDAQ both dropped by 0.54%. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.